Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There's growing support in Massachusetts for making sure every resident has one doctor who coordinates all their care. In a sense, this doctor would become your health or medical home. Supporters say this approach would help prevent duplicated tests, save money, and help patients navigate the healthcare system. For many of us, that medical home would be our family physician. But what if the person you rely on most for healthcare is not a primary care doctor in a traditional doctor's office? In this story this morning, WBUR's Martha Biebinger considers that and begins at a community mental health center in Worcester.
Do you know if you've noticed any numbness or tingling in your feet?
No.
Diana Burns, a middle-aged woman with coils of cornrows, sits on the edge of an exam table. She dangles her purple toenails as Joyce Landers, a nurse practitioner, looks on.
You feel all your toes and it's nothing unusual? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Burns is a new patient for Landers, but Burns is a regular patient at Community HealthLink, a community mental health center in Worcester. The center converted a few offices earlier this year to add primary care for mental health patients like Burns, who haven't had a checkup for years. Burns has just learned she has diabetes.
So the other piece when you that we want to control well when you have diabetes is your cholesterol.
Burns worries about adding to her list of medical problems. She already struggles to manage her anxiety and depression. Landers searches for a way to explain all the risks associated with diabetes, blindness, kidney failure, and high cholesterol without overwhelming Burns.
So I want to give you some medication to help bring your... I know it is overwhelming because it is. It's a lot of medication to manage. But it's a serious condition to have diabetes, but it is something that we can control.
Landers, as a nurse practitioner, can order prescriptions and tests and will be Burns' primary care provider. Landers will mobilize a team to help Burns control her diabetes, a team that includes a registered nurse, a peer counselor, a social worker, and a psychiatrist. Marie Hobart, the chief medical officer at Community HealthLink, says the goal is to bring care to mental health patients, many of whom can't stay on top of their physical health problems.
The mortality rate for people with serious mental illness and addiction is 25 years earlier than the general population, and with any other population of individuals, that would be considered a public health emergency. But I think because it's this population of patients, this is sort of a chronic emergency that goes on and on and on. And so we're really trying to see if we can address that.
Hobart does not want to minimize the work of primary care doctors who are trying to do a better job with mental health patients. But she says the reality is that many are not getting the care they need. Hobart started her small mental health-based primary care clinic with a federal grant. Looking ahead, mental health centers hope to add physical health care by qualifying for primary care payments.
This is their health care home already.
Nurse practitioner Joyce Landers.
They may show up at a physician's office, a hospital ER. These are brief visits and there's no meaningful contact or continuity of care. In this place, they see their therapists on a weekly basis and the psychiatrist, so they're here a lot.
Landers says frequent contact with these mental health patients puts her in the best position to manage and coordinate their care. Many specialists are beginning to make the same case, such as cardiologists who care for patients with chronic heart conditions. Don Condi, president of the Massachusetts Psychiatric Society, says psychiatrists, not just those who work in community mental health centers, should in some cases be considered a patient's medical home.
In terms of actually coordinating care, the specialist who might see you much more frequently than that primary care doctor makes sense to me as a medical home, at least for some periods of time.
Deciding which providers or places qualify as a patient's medical home is also about money. As the state moves to giving doctors a set budget for patients, your budget would go to the place you name as your medical home. But many primary care doctors say that calling specialists a medical home undermines the whole concept of shifting away from specialized, high-cost care that relies on tests to prevention-based primary care.
I don't see a cardiologist dealing with abdominal pain. Is the endocrinologist going to treat the runny nose, sore throat, the urinary tract infection? Those are the kinds of things that we in internal medicine take care of. Cardiologists don't.
Richard Dupuy heads the largest association of primary care doctors in Massachusetts, the American College of Physicians. Dupuis says primary care doctors are in the best position to manage all of a patient's needs and to manage a budget for that care.
If you're asking a psychiatrist now or a cardiologist who doesn't practice in primary care medicine to make decisions about what to do, I'm not sure how the flow of funds would work. Not only that, I'm not sure it really provides the best type of care.
Discussions about whom you could name as your primary care provider are underway at the Statehouse. Legislation defining medical homes as a part of a broad plan to control healthcare spending while improving care is expected early next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.